Hi, Faith family. This is Jenny Henney, the baker, and Nicole Harada.
Hello.
And today, we have a lot of questions about COVID-19. Lucky for us, we have a special guest today who's going to help us better understand what's happening in the media.
Hi, Faith family. I'm Michael Scott Harada, also known as Jenny's son. I'm one of the oncology pharmacists at Torrance Memorial Medical Center, as well as the co-chair for the hospital pharmacists at the California Pharmacists Association.
Okay, first off, what is the coronavirus and what's the difference from COVID-19?
Well, the coronavirus is actually a family of respiratory infections. It includes MERS, SARS, the common cold, and COVID-19. So COVID-19 is just one of the types of viruses in the coronavirus family.
Okay, what are the symptoms of COVID-19 and how is it different from the flu? Because I can't really tell the difference.
Well, you probably can't tell the difference because they're the same. You're going to feel tired, fever, aches, and a dry cough. A couple things about those is fever, it can have a temperature of 100.4. And the dry cough is dry, meaning that you're not coughing up mucus normally. Runny nose and sore throat are rare, but they're also possible. But I would say, again, it's fever, tiredness, aches, and dry cough.
Okay.
Since we can't really tell the difference, if we have the flu symptoms, it's best to be extremely careful.
How is COVID-19 spread?
Well, COVID-19 is spread when infected individuals cough, sneeze, or simply exhale. When the water droplets from our breath lands on the surface around them, people can become infected by touching those surfaces and then touching their eyes, nose, or mouth.
Is there anything I can do to protect myself besides not touching my eyes, nose, or mouth?
That's probably one of the most important things that you just said there is don't touch him. But the other most important thing you have to do is make sure you wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Wash them after going to the restroom, before eating, after blowing your nose, coughing or sneezing. The CDC also recommends, you probably heard this in the media, to stay 6 feet away from others to avoid catching those respiratory droplets that might happen when they cough or sneeze or exhale. Don't share utensils, dishes, cups, towels. If somebody that you know is sick, also don't share the same bedding with them. It's also important to frequently clean touched objects. I'd say like door handles, cabinet handles, sink knobs, bedside tables. And out of all this whole list, the most important thing you should probably clean that we're not thinking about is clean your phone. Your smartphone, you might be using it, you might use the bathroom. You might wash your hands after using the bathroom, but let's say you're done with that, you pick up your phone, you might have just picked up those same germs you were just touching when you were using your phone. So don't forget, pick up your phone, or clean your phone. Lastly, stay at home when you feel sick, and encourage others who are sick to stay home. If you're not sure, take it easy.
So stay home if you think you might be getting sick, got it. Is this the same thing as social distancing? I know it's don't gather in crowded places, but what else does it mean?
So you've seen in the news, schools have been closed, you can't eat in restaurants, unfortunately. And now we have this new stay-at-home order. These are all examples of social distancing. The goal is to prevent viruses from spreading since it gets around through us, through person-to-person contact.
Besides person-to-person contact, how long does the virus live on surfaces that they may have touched?
That's a good question. So COVID-19 can last on surfaces for up to several days. If you're not sure, just best to wipe it down.
Okay, if in doubt, clean it out. I keep hearing of scary terms on the news. What's an asymptomatic carrier?
So asymptomatic carriers have been confirmed. They're individuals who are infected with the virus, but don't have those symptoms of aches, fever, sore, dry cough, but they're actually still infected. These carriers can go on to infect others who then may become sick, which is another reason why everyone is practicing social distancing.
So that sounds pretty scary. So worst case scenario, what do I do if I feel sick?
All right, now we're getting to the good stuff. So not surprisingly, stay home until you feel better. Try to use separate bathrooms and restrooms and bedrooms if you can, if your household has them. Do everything you normally would do to treat a cold or a flu.
Okay, but what if I'm really sick? Like, how do I know if I need to go to the hospital kind of sick?
If you have a fever, a a dry cough, and the kicker is difficulty breathing. If you have all three of those symptoms, I'll repeat them one more time: fever, dry cough, and difficulty breathing. The first thing you should do is to call your doctor or hospital for instructions. If you have a fever of 100.4 degrees, call first to see if you should go in or not. The goal is to prevent people from going to the hospital where you might accidentally pick it up. And in order to do that, we highly recommend and encourage you call first. Other high-risk symptoms can also include persistent pain in the chest, confusion, or blue lips in the face or lip. These are potential signs that you're not getting enough oxygen.
So, if I go to the hospital, will I get a test for COVID-19?
Tests are in really short supply right now and are only being allocated for the highest risk patients. If you called your doctor or nurse and they recommended you go to the hospital, the emergency physician will make the decision if you need testing or not. In addition, if you don't have a doctor to call, Torrance Amaro has a 24-hour nurse hotline. I think the number is 310-517-1111. Again, the number is 310-517-1111. You can call that number at any time, 24/7, and they can tell you if you need to go to the emergency room or not. When you call 911, let's say that the nurse or the doctor told you you have to go to the hospital. This is really important. Let the operator know that you have signs and symptoms of COVID-19. They might try to get a special ambulance for you to take you to the hospital.
What about antibiotics? Are those effective?
No. Antibiotics work against bacteria and do not work against the virus, COVID-19. A physician might prescribe you antibiotics if they suspect you have a bacterial infection as well.
Is there currently a cure or a vaccine for it?
Everyone's working really hard all across the world right now to search for a cure, and multiple countries right now are developing a vaccine. But until then, the best medicine is to protect yourself from catching it.
So let's say I didn't actually get it, but what if I have friends or family that get sick? Am I able to visit them in the hospital?
In general, all hospitals in the South Bay are not accepting visitors at this time in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Exceptions are being made to visit newborns and compassionate patients. If you're not sure, best call the hospital to find out that if you're allowed to visit it. I also wanted to say one more thing about treatments for the fever. Unless your doctor has told you that you have liver problems, we do recommend acetaminophen, also known as Tylenol, to treat fevers. Try not to use ibuprofen or other NSAIDs for these fevers when possible. Also, just a reminder, drink plenty of fluids.
Not that I didn't learn anything, but where can I find more information if I want to learn more?
You can keep up to date on the World Health Organization website, aka the WHO, the County of Los Angeles Department of Public Health, and CDC. I recommend the WHO because it's very easy to read for the public. It's very easy to understand and gain in for more information. If you're a healthcare provider, the County of Los Angeles Department of Public Health has a lot of good resources.
Here's a question. Are you going to get a haircut?
Are you going to give me a haircut?
Okay. Want to give a quick prayer for everyone?
Okay, I'll try for a quick prayer. Please bow your heads. Dear Lord, I want to start by thanking you for everyone working so hard to support and sustain our communities. Please give us all the strength, wisdom, and courage to be your angels against this new adversary. Let us be united and be kind to one another. Provide encouragement and give us guidance on how to be good stewards of your grace. We especially pray that you watch over us by providing comfort and safety. In the Bible, in Psalms chapter 9, verses 9 through 10, it reads, "The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you." Lord, I just want to let you know that we place our trust in you. Thank you. Amen.
Oh, that's nice.
I do have one more thing to say about visitors. And so we already know if you're not sure, you should call the hospital to see if you can visit. But what about grandparents or the elderly who might be living in skilled nursing facilities or boarding care. And for those, most facilities have also closed off visitors and are very strict on who can come in. For these cases, before visiting, you know, your loved ones, go ahead and give the facility a call ahead of time to see what their stance is. In general, most are not accepting. And for those people, I also want to give a shout out that, you know, we love and support them as much as we can.
Thanks, Faith family. That's it for this week. Stay healthy and safe in this marathon we're in. Thanks for listening. Bye. Keep your spirits high.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.